Well, look, it's Saturday morning at 7, time for another episode of Mortgage Mom Radio on Go Country 105, and here she is right now. She's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom.
Oh, well, good morning, and thank you so much, Barry. That was awesome.
I almost forgot what you look like. We've been off the air for a couple weeks.
We have been. You know, it was great. Did you have a good memorial?
Oh, I did have a good memorial. I had a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers, and it was a beautiful weekend. I daydreamed about having a backyard to do it in.
Well, maybe eventually we'll get you there. You've been sitting here through this show with us for a couple of years now, and I would say that you're learning as we go.
I'm learning as we go, yeah.
Yep, and if you could just get that podcast ramped up, that business going, I think we'll get you into homeownership pretty soon.
It is, man. Here we
it's
go.
It's ramping up.
And if you have a podcast you want to do or have an idea, just call me, 567-PODCAST.
Yeah, well, and you did something big this week.
I did. We did our first ever podcast open house day all the way up in the hills of LA. We had a few shows there and it was a great time.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome. Well, if anybody's out there, you guys been thinking about doing a podcast, I swear I'm on Twitter.
I'm looking at you, landscape guy,
right?
In Orange County that called me.
Yeah. Well, I've been, seriously, I've been, you know, on Twitter a lot lately, and every time I turn around, it's somebody else doing another podcast. So podcast is definitely the direction that a lot of people are going. They're listening to it on their way into work, listening to it on their way home, listening to it when they're getting ready in the morning. And so why not just tune into Mortgage Mom Radio podcast? But if you want to do your own, then you could always call our very own Barry.
So. Yeah, get on it.
Yeah. But Memorial was good for me.
Yeah. How did it go?
It was nice. I had.
Where was Moober? Was he driving people around?
No. So I actually finally got suckered into going over to the girlfriend's parents' house. I had to meet the parents.
Look out.
Meet the Fockers. It happened.
How was that there?
You know what? It was
good. Okay. So Moober's been dating Mrs. Moober.
Ms. Moober. He's been dating Miss Moober for about 7-8 months. And, you know, it's a lot different when you're the mom of a boy versus the mom of a girl. I mean, they've been like dying to meet us. I think that they want to make sure that he's, you know, a respectable kid from a respectable family. But for me, I'm just kind of like, you know, she's great. I like her a lot. And, you know, when you guys decide that there's going to be a wedding, we'll hang out with the parents, right? There's no reason to jump the gun. But they've been really, you know.
You got to meet him before the wedding, though. Come on.
Well, okay, fine. But I did it. You know, they've been asking quite a few times, and so they invited us over to their house for a barbecue, and we went, and they were all very, very nice. But it was quite funny because we walked in. It was just me and my husband Shane and Mikey, Manny's brother, that's 14, and so we had left Zeke at home. My sister babysat him for us, and because we just thought that was going to be really hard, three-year-old running around, barbecues going, fire pits lit
sister
on fire.
Rolled up the RV so, and backed it
no,
in.
No,
and...
different sister. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, we went in there and it was the entire family. We met grandma, we met aunts, we met uncles, we met sisters and brothers, and it was quite interesting. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but it was good.
How many names did you remember?
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
Every time you're thrown into that situation, it's like, oh, I need a notepad. What's your name?
I'm going to be totally honest. I'm surprised that I remember that the dad's name was Tony. So, you know, it
oh,
was.
Oh, well, you got one. That's
I
one.
Did. I got one. I did get one. So, but no, it was quite interesting. It was a little uncomfortable, a little awkward, but it was good. It's over. I think they were very happy to meet us.
Well, Memorial Day is a day that you start to think about the summer. And when you've got kids about that age, you're thinking about what to do next.
Oh, I'm sure everyone... you're thinking about all kinds of stuff. And, yeah. You know, there's college coming. And so a lot of kids are graduating high school this year and they're going into college, or maybe their kids are in college, but they've got year two, year three, year four. If they're grad students, you've got a lot of years after that. And, you know, those bills can be super expensive. The, weddings are coming. This is a big wedding season. So I think that I'm going to focus my show today on cash out refi, because I've actually had a lot of clients that I've obviously helped and, you know, to get out of the debt of, you know, the credit card balances and such, but there's such a better way to do it, an easier
cash
way.
Cash out refi. Can
cash
you break
out
that down?
Refinance. So basically you're taking the equity in your home and you're paying off the current mortgage, and then you're actually taking some cash out. So, you know, we're cutting you a check for the
difference.
For
anything you need cash
anything
for.
That you need for home improvements or consolidating debt or paying for college or paying for a wedding or, you know, all of those things. But the summer months are upon us. This is the time for vacations. This is the time for all kinds of things. So we do have a lot of clients that are reaching out right now to do refinances, but unfortunately they've been going about it a little bit backwards.
And how so? What's that mean?
So, and this is where Mortgage Mom comes in to start educating people, right? So if you have a bunch of credit cards, and let's just say, for example, you've got a child that is getting married, and weddings are not cheap these
days. Who pays for the wedding? Is it the bride's parents?
I think that things are not nearly as traditional as they used to be.
Okay,
no, I mean, for the most part, I would say that it's typically on the bride's parents for the majority of it. But I would say that nowadays things are starting to get a little bit more even keel sometimes. So it just depends. But let's just say, for example, you know, your daughter's getting married and you've got all of the expenses that you're going to all of a sudden incur. Your credit's been absolutely fantastic. You've got tons of credit card open availability. And the way that it happens is they start by, let's go, mom and daughter, shopping for the dress. And then the dress shopping begins.
Oh, man. Sticker shock comes in.
They find the dress and it's, you know, $2,500 to $3,000. And so they charge the dress. And then the next thing is the cake. And then but everything that you do, and then it's the reception hall. And everything that you do, you have to put money down on it, money down on it, money down on it. And before you know it, you know, wedding has come and gone. The kids had a blast. Everybody had a blast. The wedding was gorgeous. And now you have every credit card that you own.
That bill doesn't go away.
It doesn't. Every credit card that you have is maxed out beyond capacity. Your credit score that used to be an 800 is now a 620 because those credit card debts are, you know, overflowing. And, you know, those minimum payments on those credit cards, when they start to get up there in balances, can start to really take a toll on your cash flow. All of a sudden, you know, you can barely make ends meet, and you're having a difficult time making payments. You fall behind on one loan, one credit card, one anything, and you get a 30-day late. Now all of a sudden the credit score is even worse.
Really?
So, you know, really what I'm here to teach you is don't use the credit cards. If you know that the wedding, sit down and budget it out first, obviously, and then add another $10,000 to $12,000 on top of whatever the budget is that you give yourself, because you will go over, right? Once you know what that dollar amount is that you're going to need, start looking at ways to get that money without using those credit cards. One of those could be a cash out refinance against your house. When your credit score is still high and you're in the 740 and above range, 700 range and above, even 680s, the interest rate that you're going to get to do the loan, to do the refinance, is going to be significantly different than the interest rate that you're going to get when your credit score's already dropped to a lower number. So what happens in that situation is that I look at people and I say, look, we're going to have to do this in a two-part process. I'm going to have to refinance you today in a different kind of loan or a higher interest rate or whatever that is that works out for that scenario, but it's not the terms that you want to have. So we end up doing it once, paying all of the debt off.
Phase one,
uh-huh. Pay all the debt off. The credit scores go up. But when you're in a 6-month period from the time that you closed a loan until you get to the end of 6 months, even if your credit score improves tremendously, you can't go back and do another refinance for what's called a rate and term. So let's say that your balance is 300 and all you want to do is get a better interest rate. You are still considered a cash out refinance for 6 months from the time you closed the cash out refinance to begin with. So you need that seasoning of 6 months to be considered a rate and term. So you carry these higher interest rates or alternative financing loans or, you know, an FHA loan that you really didn't need even though you had equity. And then you've got to carry that for 6 months before we can then turn around and look again at doing a refinance now that your credit score is better, now that, you know, we can get you into the financing that you wanted, and now that you're a rate and term refinance. So the number one thing is obviously that.
That's pretty cool, the 6 month. Yeah,
it is, but
most people don't know that.
They don't. And it really does work. And when we have to go down that path, we do, and we do it all the time. But if I can teach people, don't go down that path, let's start from the beginning. Let's do one refinance when your credit score is really high. Let's get the money out that you need. Now your interest rate is still very good. Your terms are very good. You're in a conventional loan, no mortgage insurance, you know, whatever it is that the situation might happen if you actually use all the credit cards first and then try to pay yourself back. We see this a lot with home improvements. We'll see a lot of people go out and start doing home improvements and charge them all. And oh, Lowe's gave me 24 months with no interest if I can get it paid off. And oh, this one. And all of a sudden you've done this whole remodel on your house and you've put $50,000-$60,000 in, but you're maxed out on
all
credit
on
cards.
Credit, yeah.
Right. And the same thing goes with college tuition. I see it year after year. The parents pay for tuition all year long, you know, and everything that goes into
on the MasterCard.
School
Go ahead
goes
on
the MasterCard.
It.
And then the kid leaves with, you know, a MasterCard of their own and, you know, authorized user, because God forbid that you send them off to school without having some
Books
sort of a safety
expensive.
Net. So, you know, it's just things that I want people to start preparing in advance and start thinking in advance. On top of that, interest rates have dropped. So right now we've got great interest rates. So if we can pull out money, maybe at the same rate that you already have on your mortgage, or even just slightly higher, that slightly higher will far exceed what you're going to pay in credit card interest rates, student loan interest rates, you know, a personal loan to pay back all of the wedding things that you did. So, you know, this is going to be a really good show. I do want to focus on that.
It's good to have mom on your side for these kinds of things.
Well, it really is. Yeah. And, you know, again, if we have to fix you, we will. That's what we do here. And I enjoy doing that and getting people into a much better position and saving them money and showing them, you know, if we do this and then we do this and we're going to get them, you know, it's going to be a process. But if I can also save them that, then I'm saving them two refinances and the cost of two refinances. And, you know, it's
and all
just,
the sleepless nights of worrying about it.
Oh, my goodness. So many sleepless nights of worrying about all this credit card debt and what are we going to do about it? But our interest rate right now is so low on our mortgage. I don't want to refinance my mortgage. And they don't get it. There's that blended rate calculator again, right? So I actually show them, I put it together and show them what are they actually paying in interest between all of their different debts. And 9 times out of 10, they are better off doing the refinance and using the money that way versus keeping that lower interest rate on that first mortgage. So we'll talk a lot about that today.
It is a huge show here on Mortgage Mom Radio, but first let's get you in on this. Let's give you the phone number. You can call in. The lines are open starting now. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's 844-935-3634. I think I heard the phone ring right there. Or you can text the word mom. If you just woke up, you're getting the crunch out of your eyes there, text the word mom to 474747, and then you can ask us any question your heart desires, whether it be, oh my gosh, my kid's about to graduate and he's got into Pepperdine and I'm
what am
crying.
I gonna do about it?
Yeah. Text the word mom to 474747. You get right through to the Mortgage Mom right now. So you want to do a couple of text messages right now before we get to some more questions here? Get the ball rolling here?
Yeah.
All right. Here's one from the 562. Let's see here. I live in Pico Rivera, California. Do all homeowners pay hazard insurance? My home is worth $550,000 and I owe about $250,000.
So all homeowners that have a mortgage against their property pay homeowners insurance. Homeowners insurance is different than mortgage insurance, and that's where people get confused. So homeowners insurance is actually your fire and your hazard insurance. Somebody slips and falls on your property, a pipe breaks and that causes damage to the home. That is your homeowners insurance policy that is taking care of that. If you have a mortgage, your lender is going to require that you carry that insurance. It's no different than a car. You know, if you have a car loan against your car loan company is going to make sure Ford's going to say, we need you to carry insurance for your car. You know, if for some reason the car, you total the car or the house burns down, the lender needs to know that there is a safety net there to get the house rebuilt or, you know, get the car paid off. Right. So the homeowner's insurance, yes, everybody carries homeowner's insurance that has a loan.
But there's something, the PMI, you can do something about the PMI.
Yeah, so
you?
Mortgage insurance is PMI. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But okay. The thing to keep in mind is I actually have a lot of clients that have come to me that own their homes free and clear, and they don't have homeowner's insurance. And that is something that
is
I
that
can...
Is that dangerous?
Yes. I mean, think about this. You've got a home that's worth $500,000.
Mailman can sue you for slipping and falling?
I mean, I think anybody can sue you these days, right? But think about it. You have a home that's worth $500,000 and there was an electrical fire and the house did burn down. You have nothing insuring you. Your house is gone. Your equity gone. All of your asset gone. So, you know, I can't tell you enough times how important that homeowner's insurance is. Just because you own it free and clear, and you don't, you're not required to have it, go get it. If you don't have it, go get it.
I mean, we're in earthquake country, people.
Right,
You got to be prepared.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, homeowner's insurance can be anywhere from, you know, $500-$600 a year to, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a year. It just depends. But if you take that and you break it up over 12 months, it's really not very expensive to be insuring one of the largest investments in your life. So definitely very important.
And we can call you about that kind of stuff too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If they, you know, if anybody wants to call me and ask me questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. If I don't know them, I'll get them off to an insurance agent. And, you know, of course, we work with a ton of insurance agents. So if they need a referral to somebody to get, you know, a quote or to get things going, we can definitely do that for them. Now, you mentioned PMI or mortgage insurance, and mortgage insurance is different. Mortgage insurance is when you don't have 20% equity in your property and the lender needs to be insured against default because it is a riskier loan. There is more risk in a loan that has less equity. If you're buying the house, you're putting less money down, or if you own the house right now, you know, and you're wanting to refinance or whatever, if you don't have that equity in the home, they're going to require mortgage insurance. There are ways around mortgage insurance, and we could talk about that offline one-on-one. Anybody out there listening that has Anybody that has mortgage insurance, you want to talk about how to get rid of your mortgage insurance, that would be a great reason for a phone call or a text message this morning. And we can definitely take that offline. You don't have to have 20% equity to not have the mortgage insurance. There are ways around it, but typically, on average, if you have less than 20% equity in your home, you are going to pay mortgage insurance.
844-935-3634. It's a toll-free call.
It is. It's toll-free. I'm paying for it. Do it.
Do you have to pay for, like, long-distance phone calls anymore? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It depends on your phone company, I guess. But for us, we'll pay for the call. How about
we'll pay
that?
For the call. We actually pay for every call, even if it is local. When it's a toll-free number, we're paying for the call. But we're happy to do that. We want you guys to remember the number. It's real easy. It's
844, we lend for you.
That's right. You finished it for me.
It's a phrase. It means what we do here
at
Mortgage Mom Radio. And you can always go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com.
That's right.
If you're allergic to your phone for some reason, you can go on your computer and get all this information there. There's drop downs and tags and all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of tools on the website. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to bring up is email. I love email.
I was thinking about this, too. A lot of people are listening to us at the office, like not on the weekend, but like during the week, you know?
Right.
And they can't pick up their phone.
They're listening to the podcast. Yeah.
They can't pick up their phone and call us. So maybe they can like
email. Email is the best way to get a hold of me. It's really simple. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E. @mortgagemomradio.com. Easiest way to get a hold of somebody. And what's nice about email is that you can give me as much detail as you want. So if you're sitting there, and I know sometimes, you know, you're thinking about your work all day, it's really hard to finally find the time to think about yourself and where you're going. And so usually I know for me, the times that I'm thinking about that, it's always after hours. And I think, darn, I totally forgot to call that doctor and make that appointment. Darn, I totally forgot to call, you know, and it's always after hours.
Darn.
Well, I do.
But okay, for the show.
For the show, I do. But, you know, it's something that a lot of times when we've got the time to invest in ourselves, it's usually after hours. Yeah. And so email is nice because you can make it as long as you want. You can send me a book. I don't care. But, you know, give me everything you want to know. Write down every question. Sit with, you know, you and your wife or if you're a woman, you and your wife. I mean, I'm not prejudiced in that way. I don't care. But sit down together and make a list of all of the questions that you have.
As long as you're a human person with questions, you can always. And I know the pressure of trying to send you a text when it starts to, you're asking the question and it becomes like a 4-inch paragraph.
Right.
And it's like, oh, the pressure of sending that and making sure she understand what I'm trying to,
she understand what I'm saying in three lines, right? So, you know, texting is a lot more difficult. I mean, it's easy if you guys just want to send me a quick question and then maybe include your email address at the end of your question. And then I can easily respond to you and give you a very detailed answer. So email, I just love it because like I said, you can sit down at night, you can sit down early in the morning, whenever it is your time. You could be at the gym running on the treadmill. And I mean, I do it all the time. I'm like looking at my phone and I'm, you know, texting while I'm walking. So, you know, you can do it when it's convenient for you, but you get to get out what you need to get out. And then I'm going to respond and I'm going to give you everything you need to know. So Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. You can actually send me an email right from the website. So if you go to the website and you're playing around on there, you want to listen to the podcast, you want to check out the YouTube videos, all the homebuyer workshops that we have, you can actually write from the website. You can send me a message as well. And that will start the email communication back and forth right from there. The Mortgage Mom. Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.